Hey, this is Chip Brim, and you're listening to the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Get ready to receive a word that will impact your life.
I'm trying to tell you, when you have an encounter, I was the guy who would hear things like this in church and go, are y'all with me? And now I'm having this. And I'm trying to tell people how real this is. And so I could hear their conversations, the band, the cheerleaders. I'm looking, and I notice, hey, this looks familiar. I'm at where I played high school football at. And so not only that, the team breaks the huddle, and there I am. So I'm watching one of my old games, I guess, that I got to play. Hopefully I did good in this game. Hopefully I didn't take a plays off or two, you know. And guess what position I played? Receiver. Amen. Now that's got to get you thinking. Go back, and why was I a receiver? God had a part in all of this. And so there I am, and the quarterback calls the play, and you know, he goes back, and I'm watching me. So I'm up here and down here. So there's two of me. Got it? And I'm watching me. And I make the cut, and the guy slips and falls, and I'm wide open. I'm like, throw it, throw it. I'm now a fan. He throws the ball. I catch it. I received it. And then I turned, and I had a wide open. I could run, you know, 40, 50 yards, whatever, for a touchdown. But I turn, and the crowd's going, go, go. And I'm yelling, go, go. What are you doing? And I'm not moving. And the defense comes. And I just laid down. I just laid down. So in high school, when you go down, it's unlike pro. You have to be touched. No, it plays over. Plays disqualified. And I remember going, Lord, I would never do that. Lord, I would never, who in their mind would do that? Why are you showing me this? And to make it worse, I come back to the huddle. I'm mad at me now. I wish I could talk to me. Not, and forgetting about why I'm there. I'm just into the game now. Right? I have no idea of the spirituality or healings or miracles or revivals or witches or warlocks or whatever. I'm just, God, I would never do that. And I come back to huddle, and the quarterback goes, what are you doing? And I said, get off of me. I did my job. I received the pass. And the quarterback grabs me right here. And I'm in there going, yeah, get him. And he says, your job is not only to receive the pass. Your job is to, you have extra responsibilities. All of a sudden, it turned into preaching. And he began to talk like, when your prayers are heard, when you say them by faith out of your mouth and believe in your heart, they are sent that day like that pass. And then I was reminded of the angels who told Daniel, your words were heard the first day in heaven. Now, Daniel had extra responsibility. Or he ain't going to have that encounter. And so are you. And he says, but you have extra responsibilities. You're to run your race. You're to run down the field of faith into the end zone of the manifestation that God has for you, an encounter that God has for you. Run, run, run. Boom. All of a sudden, the Lord says, come with me. And we go down to the goal line. Now, that would be this goal line on this side. The north side. He said, look. All of a sudden, the players were no longer players. They were people. This field was a field of faith, of their prayers being answered or not answered, wherever they were, wherever they were, wherever they are. And he said, look. And I looked down at the goal line. And at the goal line, on the one-yard line, were, I don't know how. Don't ask me how can you get millions of people on a goal line. God can. And there they were, and you may have been there. I may have seen you. It may have been for financial, it may have been for whatever, but I may have seen you. I'm sure I was in there. 1 yard away. Watch this. From an encounter. 1 yard away from a miracle. And they don't even know they're there. I said, Lord, why don't they get up and get over? They're right there. They're at the goal line, for Pete's sake. He said, it got too tough. It got too tough. And they laid down. They quit. And I said, don't they know they're there? And he goes, they don't even know they're there. But I want you to tell them. Now, how that happened, because clockwise it was hours. How that happened, I don't know. I was like, oh my, I'm in that tree stand. I could smell the popcorn. I climbed down that tree. I ran in the truck, ran across the field of corn or whatever it was, ran, got in the truck, looked in the mirror to see if I had gray hair yet. Like Moses. I had this encounter. I drive home crying. The presence of God was still on me. I get home and I dropped to my knees and I told Candy I didn't say I had an encounter, but I did. I said I could smell the popcorn. For the longest time, she could only get out of me, I could smell the popcorn. Where did you smell popcorn at, honey? And you talk about a man on a mission. I was telling everybody to get over the goal line. Now, I didn't know how. He didn't tell me that. He just said, tell them to get over. So I'm telling people at Walmart, when I'm getting my driver's license, I'm telling people, get over the goal line. They're like, okay, leave me alone. I didn't know how. I never preached. You have an encounter, watch what happens to you. Some of y'all think Christian life is boring. Oh, my God. Do you not realize what you're missing out? And you never hear God, and you never... Oh, God will find you if you seek him. Son, how many want more encounters? Oh, you don't even know the real you yet. When you have an encounter with God, you'll have to introduce yourself to yourself. That's what I had to do. So, anyway, I'm telling everybody, I don't know how many days or weeks or a month went by, and this crazy thing happens with the IRS and Social Security numbers and false identity and this and that. Get his phone call. This is before smartphone text, all that. Get this phone call, you know, you blah, blah, blah. What? And then it got more serious, and then it got to where they're going to come. And it was all because of a Social Security thing where somebody had whatever stolen and done it, and they accused me of taking everything I owned and going to jail. What? Not me. I'm Mr. Seeker of God. How can this happen to me? I had an encounter now too. This can't happen to me. But it did. You think the enemy's just going to lay back?
No.
Here he came. Now why? Well, the Lord's about to teach me why. Because I went from one encounter to another encounter, and I went down this field. Are y'all with me or not? And I'm getting ready to step over into something called C4C and pastoring a glorious church and traveling the world and laying hands and getting miracles of people coming off beds of retardation and all kinds of things. Deaf ears open, blind eyes open, all that's happened in this ministry. But that was right there, and I'm coming down this field, and I'm coming down this field, and my spirit man is and I'm going faster, and I'm going faster. I'm seeking God, and I'm having counter one and counter two. What lies there? Oh, God's going. But the enemy is too. He sees and knows somehow spirit realm-wise about this encounter you're about to have. So I'm seeking God. Why me, God? God, I named everything. I've been seeking you. I've been craving you. I've been getting up early. I'm talking about hours. why did this happen to me? And I wouldn't hear nothing. Days are getting by. Now it's the next day when they're going to come. And I'm crying out to God, why me? You called me. I've been seeking God. I gave him everything. Why me? I'm on my knees. Why me? Why did this happen to me? Candy, I remember that when it happened, I looked and she's sitting at the kitchen table and she's got the Bible open and I could see tears falling. And we needed a answer. It's tomorrow when they're coming. Not only were they coming for me, that would have stopped C for C and that'd have stopped everything. And I said, God, and I heard him, thank God. But I didn't like what he said. He said, rejoice. Excuse me while I laugh here. Rejoice. Wait a minute. Maybe you got me mixed up with somebody who's having a really good time. But yeah. There's a lot of pressure and there's a lot of attacks here. And I said, I don't feel like rejoicing. And I said, and Candy looked at me because she heard me answer him. She heard me answer him. She turns her head and she hears me answer him. And I go, he told us to rejoice. And I wasn't a rejoicer. I never. Mama would try to get me when the spirit moving or something or anything, or not even not moving. She'd try to move me. And I would not move. I shall not. That was my favorite church song. I shall not be moved. Mama, that's scriptural somewhere. No, it's not. Listen. I'd say, Dad, I'm glad I'm like you, man. Mama would be swinging the chandelier to chandelier. She'd be. Y'all remember Mama back in those days? I mean, y'all see the shoe kick, but man, it'd get wild. And I wasn't that way. Never you gonna get me to do that. I'm going to heaven. Don't judge me. I ain't. Yeah, you do that. You do your thing. Y'all spin and jump. And I ain't going to judge you. I'm just not going to do that. I come from a Cherokee background. Reserved. Root word meaning I shall not be moved. How? Are y'all okay? Because it's about encounters.
The Glorious Church hosts the Arise Conference with Billy Brim and Rick Renner, February 7th through the 9th, 2025. These two generals of faith will dive deep into the Hebrew and Greek, unlocking powerful truths for the body of Christ in these end of days. The daily sessions are 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. The conference is free. Visit our website at aglorious.church for more information.
Hey, it's Chip again. Thanks for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And if you're ever in the Tulsa area, we would love to invite you to Billy Brim's church, where me and my wife Candace serve as the senior pastors. And if you want to plan your visit, you can contact us at 918-371-4589 or check out our website at www.aglorious.church. By the way, we have the best youth rally in the world every year in Branson, Missouri. Find out how to attend or partner up with us at www.championsforchrist.org. That's champions with the number 4, Christ.org. And remember, champions always prevail.